Hey guys, what's up and welcome back to yet another episode of the Breakthrough Podcast. You know guys, it's been really, really difficult for me to give you episodes each week. Super busy with my work, with my gigs. And finally, I'm here, but I'm with one of my closest buddies who I just recently met on a platform called Clubhouse. I have with me the one and only Gaurav. Gaurav Gambhir, right?
Because
I just told him I'm so scared of calling him Gautam Gambhir because we always call him D-Cypher. Welcome to the podcast, D-Cypher, bhai.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me. And I'm really, really glad to be on this podcast.
I think we've kind of been in touch with each other for the last, I think, 4 or 5 months. It's been on Clubhouse. And I honestly wasn't aware of, you being the D-Cypher who was in the popular movie Gully Boy. And we've just been friends, man. It's such a ride. And we have so many conversations. It's kind of unreal. I think Clubhouse mein ek hi fayda hua ki at least I met a couple of good friends and we've continued to, stay connected and talk all gibberish bullshit all up till the whole night. But it's good to finally get you on the podcast and talk probably a bit serious about music and about, your background. Because we've always refrained. Hum log jab bhi jaate the ki let's speak. Obviously, you are such a conversationalist. We used to always get into the whole music scene, but then I surely said, nahi bro, podcast mein rakh le. So that's the reason. So finally here. And it's been a massive struggle, man, to get you on the podcast. Sala, itta busy
rehta hai. Arre kya, main busy kya? Wo last week to light chalega. Light or internet chalega. Finally, I was free and like stuff happened. So, kya bolu?
Great, man. So, welcome again to the podcast. Bro, tell me a bit about your journey. I think the reason I wanted you on the podcast is we've had a lot of musicians, a lot of singers, rappers even who've come on the podcast. But, you're one of the first people I wanted to get who come from the beatbox community. First of all, how did you get into this? What is beatboxing? What's the future? What's your plan? And how did you come into this, the beatboxing scene?
I basically discovered this like art form in 2000, like somewhere around 2011. I'd already seen this once on TV. There used to be a show called MTV Super Select by Nikhil Chinnappa. And I'd seen a beatboxer in that show called Avinash Tiwari when I was in the 9th standard. He is part of a group called Voktronica. So I had seen him, but at that point of time, I don't know, for some strange reason, I found it very cool, but like it didn't stick in my mind. And then I ended up seeing a movie called Step Up to the Streets in 2008. So when I saw that movie, I was like, wow, this dance movie is like amazing. And I got into the whole, the street dance community. I used to go for these events and I started learning b-boying. And in 2011, I'd gone for an event and that is where I saw a beatboxer from Bangalore. His name is Vineet Kumar. He was the host of that event and he was beatboxing live in that event. And once I heard that, I was like, wow, this is even more cooler. This is... very unreal. Like, I couldn't believe that something like that was possible. Probably because I was hearing it for the first time on a mic live and on like proper speakers. So, I had always seen dance for like really amazing dancers internationally. When it comes to these shows like So You Think You Can Dance and all these other international dance reality shows. So I knew that dancing, at least internationally and even nationally, was something that there were amazing, like there were levels to it. But beatboxing, when I first saw it, I was like, this is something really crazy and I've never seen it. And I can't believe that this is humanly possible. So it really intrigued me. And I started learning this, like I started watching videos and exploring this more in 2012. That was a time when I didn't have the time to practice b-boying because I was already into it and I was slowly drifting away from it and I started beatboxing as a hobby and I got into it in the year 2012 and I've been doing it since then. Like it started off as a hobby and slowly, steadily I got serious with it.
So when did you realize that, I'm not just, because if you look at me, I remember back in that time when, hip hop was, was popping in Bombay specifically. I had a lot of friends from there. I remember mentioning this to Vinsa that, there was a whole, you could see that there's something happening in the hip hop scene, probably where right now, now techno is and, where dance EDM music is. That's how hip hop was at that time. And I remember there a lot of people used to do a lot of those beatboxing things and it was a new trend. And I'm pretty sure you started back then. But when did it click that, you know, okay, this is, you know, I'm slightly better than the others, you know, in terms of, in a very humble way, okay, I'm not that average. So when did that actually move happen?
That thing, I got struck with that thing when, you know, I started off in 2012 and I was doing it as a hobby. Then I started going for college festivals. And over there, I realized that there are obviously people better than me and there are, you know, these levels to it because I was a complete amateur. Then I started watching videos on YouTube and even on Facebook and all these online platforms. And I again went to, you know, compete in this competition. Slowly and steadily, I started winning some of it. That is when I realized, okay, I'm getting slightly better at it because with every competition, I was just monitoring as to how good or better I was getting with each passing competition. And around 2014, for the first time, a college asked me to judge an event. That is when it, you know, slightly struck me that, okay, now, you know, people think that I'm at such a level where I can even judge a competition. It was very weird of, like, weird for me to judge it because I've refused it completely. I don't want to do it. But then even the participants felt like I should judge that event. So from there on, I think, I realized that I'm getting better at it and this is what I want to do. And also I think there's this thing that played a very vital part in it. So in 2012, when I discovered this, I also got to know of a group called Cypher Mania, which was a Facebook page. Like it was a Facebook group. And one of my friends, whose name is Adarsh, that he used to stay in my area when I was in school. So he was also a part of it. And I also had another friend, he was my sister's friend, and I was also his friend. His name is D Evil, he's from Gully Gang. So even he was a part of it. So I used to chat with these guys online. They were like, hey, you're into beatboxing. Right? So I said, yes. So they told me that every Sunday, they meet at a place in Dadar where these rappers, they have a cypher where they just get together and, you know, each one of them perform. In front of the others. And if you're a beatboxer, you can do beatboxing live and they will rap on your beatboxing. So every Saturday, Sunday, I used to go there. And I got along with these rappers. And by beatboxing for these rappers, because all of them had different flows and they used to rap on different tempos, my beatboxing automatically improved. And because I was with these like-minded people, used to, you know, continuously talk about rap, and beatboxing and anything and everything related to hip hop. I think my mental state also was in such a nice phase where continuously I was thinking about hip hop in general and beatboxing. So I was very focused, and because of that, I think that played a vital role in me getting better at it. Because then I was like, every time I go there, every week, I have to do something good or something better. So that, I think, really pushed me to get better. And around 2014, I realized that I really like this because I wait till the end of the week so that I can go and jam with these rappers. And this is what I love to do. And this is what I want to continue doing.
I'm pretty sure those are the rappers who are kind of killing it right now. I mean, if you mentioned D-Evil, these guys are like, they're killing it.
Exactly.
It might be an amazing experience to, you know, to see someone start from scratch. I think all of you guys have started from there and all of you have collectively grown. You know, it's not that, you know, someone's not doing that great. Everyone is doing something or the other very, very good. What was that experience, you know, going to, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've mentioned already that, you know, it was an awesome time for you. But in general, what was the atmosphere? What was the vibe? Because I think in 2012-13, there was no idea. There was no hip hop. He was dhile kapde pehen ke aa raha hai, baap ke kapde pehen ke aa raha. You know, that wala scene was going on. You know, what was your thought process? I mean, not just you, but the entire scene. What was the thought process that time? Did you have faith that this is going to blow up, or, you know, you're just going to flow?
I think all of us just used to meet up with each other because we felt that, you know, like whatever happens during the week from Monday to Friday, you just want to put that aside and meet up with like-minded people on a Saturday and Sunday and just chill with them because that makes you feel good. I don't think anybody was expecting anything out of it because at that point of time, all of these guys used to rap in English. That was like, yeah, there was literally no Hindi rapper in that cypher. I still remember. If somebody used to rap in Hindi, everybody used to be like, oh, he's rapping in Hindi. And that's nice. Like, it's crazy. Like, somebody's trying to rap in Hindi. So that was the vibe of the cypher. A lot of the rappers that rap in Hindi now, back then they used to rap in English.
English, yeah.
So that was the vibe of it. Like, because I think the main thing that people had in mind was, we just want to have fun. This is something that we like to do. And by meeting up with like-minded people, we'll get to, you know, maybe get better at this, because there are some people, everybody used to look up to someone in that group. Like, there was one person in that group who was better than you. I was the odd man out because I was the only beatboxer. But otherwise, I think every rapper, because, you know, there was some person who had started in 2008. So if someone was coming in 2012, he knew that he could learn from that guy. Mm-hmm. Then there were some guys who started in 2010. So the 2010 person also knew that I could learn from, you know, the guy who started like very early. So everybody was getting to learn from each other. Like, the vibe of the group was that we want to learn from each other. And this is something that we like to do. There were literally zero expectations. And when it comes to thinking back then that it would become this big years down the line, it was like, I don't think anybody expected it, because I still remember at that point of time when anybody used to be called to judge a college festival for free. They used to be so excited that, you know, we're getting to perform in front of a crowd. So it used to be a huge thing that, hey, this weekend I'm performing at this college in Mumbai. And everybody used to be like, wow, they're calling you to perform. Now you're a celebrity. So that back then, celebrity status, or, you know, being famous meant that somebody's calling you to perform. And they're interested in listening to your music. So all these small things used to make people happy. And I think that is something that's missing now, like the community culture, because that culture probably built the whole scene that we have right now. Like you said, a lot of people from that particular cypher or that particular group are killing it right now. Yeah. I think it was because of that community and because of, you know, people meeting like-minded people every weekend, they were always inspired. And they were always in touch with people that they could discuss these things with. So, and because right now the scene is that everybody wants to upload a video on YouTube and they quickly want to get famous on Instagram. So there's no community culture as such, because I've recently been to some cyphers. If you go to any cypher right now, everybody just wants to come into the limelight and, you know, be like, hey, listen to my stuff.
Yeah.
And they just want us to... you know, show you that, hey, this is the music video that I've done. I have these many followers or these many subscribers. So I'm making it. But back then, all of these guys were really skilled. They had zero expectations. I'm pretty sure none of them knew that this could happen, or there was no vision, I would say. No, none of us, I think, had a vision that, you know, this is what is going to happen. We were just doing our stuff. And we were just expecting something to happen out of nowhere. We were just expecting magic to happen. And I think it happened. Like, I don't know how it happened, whatever happened, but it has happened. And so many rappers and, like, basically the hip-hop community is at a good place, right?
Wow. So before we go to, you know, obviously what you've been doing recently, I want to kind of know, what was your background in terms of when you started off? I'm pretty sure I can bet you $1,000 you never knew you're going to be a beatboxer, probably professionally. But what was your background? What was your thought process? You know, tell me about your family. Tell me where you come from. Tell me about, you know, your background in general.
So I come from a very, like, a normal background. Only, like, in my house, there was always this thing that was instilled in us that you have to study really well. Like, every household has that notion, you know, that you have to be good in your studies and you have to, like, you have to be good at your academics, and then whatever you want to do, you can do it. Like, there was no rules implied on me that you can't do this or whatever. Unless you're doing good with whatever you're doing, like, you're earning money through it, or, you know, you're progressing slightly day by day, then it's cool. Because I still remember I used to go to these college festivals and my mom used to ask me, did you make any money? Like, what did you get? You won that competition, what did you get? And I used to tell her, I got only McDonald's vouchers. So she was like, then what is the use of you doing whatever you're doing? So, and I realized that, and I was like, huh. But luckily, At that age, or like in my college, when I was in college, I used to never think of making money from my art in my early stages, which was good, I think, because I knew that first I have to, you know, have some presence, have a good profile, and only then I can think of making money. I have to be good at whatever I'm doing. Only then can I think of making money out of it. So in my house, it was like, you study well, you take care of yourself. And if you want to do whatever you're doing, if it's not hampering your academics, then it's fine. You can continue doing it. So with beatboxing, because I think I was progressing a bit, by the time I graduated, I obviously knew that at that point of time, there was no scene of, you know, beatboxers being a yeah. full-time beatboxer. There was literally no scene at all, because even the rap scene or whatever, wherever it is now, all of this happened after the movie came out, and slightly even before the movie, you could see yeah. that, you know, it's going in a direction where it's going to go up. But in 2014-15, there was literally no scene at all. During college festival season, all you could do is go to these festivals, and very few of them used to pay you if you ended up winning that competition. So after I graduated, I knew that I have to, maybe think of taking up a job. And that is exactly what I ended up doing. I worked in a digital marketing agency for 3 years. It was tough handling that and my beatboxing. Because I remember in the beginning, like, beatboxing to a complete backseat, because I used to always think about what am I doing in my office, like whatever is happening at my workplace. And because you're going there, you're spending most of your time in your workplace, especially if you come from a place like Virar, because you have to travel all the way, then you come back. By the time you reach home, it's your time to sleep. So there was literally no time at all for me thinking about beatboxing. But luckily, because Saturdays and Sundays I used to get an off, I used to make sure that I won't stay at home, I won't rest, and I used to go out and, you know, live a dual life where Monday to Friday I'm working, and on Saturdays and Sundays I'm going to gigs and meeting up with musicians and all of those things. So yeah, so handling, I think when I first got into my job, the first 1.5 years, I was still trying to, you know, see what can I do along with it. Like, how can I handle beatboxing along with my job? And slowly and steadily, it became a routine where I knew that Monday to Friday, I have to be at my workplace. And on these 2 days, whatever I can do with it, I will do it. And that's how it progressed. Like, I had a job till like the first half of 2020 till January 2020. And that was a last working month for me. And since then, I got completely into beatboxing. And that is when COVID-19 hit the world.
No, but tell me one thing. So I'm in a similar situation as you. So it's more of a personal question where I'm shuffling between work and passion, and, you know, work, which is a bread and butter, and also music and stuff like that, you know. So tell me, how did you get the confidence or the calling that, you know, okay, let me just, because I struggle with the same thing in terms of time. That's how I can't commit a podcast episode every week. So, you know, when do you know that, you know, you probably have to take the leap of faith, and what are the things coming in? Because obviously finance comes into the picture, family pressure comes into the picture, our age is not, we're not getting younger. All of these things come, societal pressure comes in. So how did that switch happen? What made you do it?
So I think in 2016, when I first joined when I first started working, in the month of December, our crew was from Bombay local.
Yeah.
And I remember in my crew also, everybody was working. Shakespeare, who's the founder of the crew, he was working. Gravity also was working. Roshan, obviously, he was in college. And there's another guy called Rymix. He was also, I think, finishing his studies. So back then, when we formed that crew, our aim or agenda was, we have to like make music. And it was more towards the protest type like form of music, because Shakespeare was like a socio-political rapper, and we used to talk about all these subjects and, you know, the things we face in our day-to-day lives. That is why we called the crew also Bombay Local. We ended up keeping that name because that is what our life is. We travel in the train half of the time. That's our second home. So we called it Bombay Local just because of that, and because Virar and Nalasopara and all these places are famous for their for like first thing that comes to your mind is local train when you think of Virat. So yeah, when that crew was formed, apart from me doing whatever I was doing as a solo beatboxer, a lot of things were happening with Bombay Local as well. And I remember in 2017, I think Gravity got a chance to perform at Gully Fest, which was a music festival by Divine. That happened, and we were, before that, we were being covered by a lot of media publications. There was a lot of press coverage. Every week we were performing somewhere or the other. And in 2018, that was also a time, I'll be very honest, like you know, the second half of 2017 and the first half of 2018, there was something very bad happening in my personal life where my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So it was a damn tough time where already I was, you know, thinking about my job and beatboxing, and that I was dealing with that as well. So all of that happened, and I was struggling to do whatever I was doing. But in the first half of 2018, I think we started shooting for Gully Boy in the month of March and April. And when that was happening, on whatever was happening with Bombay Local, I was like, wow, this is now, there is something continuously happening apart from my job, where, you know, I had to ask for a leave again and again because I was doing gigs with Bombay Local and sometimes as a solo beatboxer as well. So I was thinking that this is going well right now. What I couldn't see in 2016, I could see it very clearly in 2017 and 18. And then after shooting for Gully Boy, me and like my beatbox partner Beatro, we ended up winning the Indian, we became second at the Indian Beatbox Championship in the tag team category. And then the movie released and all of those things happened. So since 2-3 years, continuously, I was thinking about it that, you know, someday or the other, I have to take the leap of faith because this is what I eventually want to do. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting. And when I saw that so many things are happening and day by day, my profile is building up. Like, I still remember this is like a very crazy thing when like my mom, whatever was happening with her, I had to perform at Lakme Fashion Week. And it is so, like, it's a crazy, it's a very weird thing that one day before she passed away, I performed at Lakme Fashion Week. And the day after that also, like one day after whatever happened, again, I had to perform at an event. So that is when I realized, see, this is my life. And so many things are happening with me. It's very tough to deal with it. But I still have to perform at all these venues and stages, and I'm getting an opportunity to perform. So all of these things were going on inside me. And by 2019, after the movie and everything came out, I knew that I have to do this full time. Not because, you know, it was not like, now right now I've got a momentary fame. Like now the movie has come out, so we'll be hyped up for like 3-4 months. And I know that can also happen because a lot of people go through that. You know, sometimes you do a reality show and you think you're the next big thing, but then you know that when the next season comes out, people will forget about you. So I had all those things in my mind, but I knew that now is the time that I shouldn't regret the fact that I never ended up trying to do this full time when I'm like 50 or 60. So I wanted to take the leap of faith, and I wanted to like do it full time. So I was like, abhi kuch bacha hi nahi hai sochne ke liye. Because as a freelancer or as a musician, there will always be this phase that you have to get up every day and you have to create an opportunity for yourself. You have to do something because it's like a chain. You've done this, because of this, you'll get something. Now if you're here, again, you have to do something good, because of that, you'll get something. So I knew that this is my life and this is what I want to do. And I'll have to create opportunities every day I wake up from my bed. And that's all I can do. It's all in my hands, where I just have to wake up and I have to do what I do and I have to see what all opportunities exist in the world. And somehow they will end up coming to me if my intention is right.
Wow, man, that just speaks so much about your dedication, man, in terms of, you know, your personal story and, you know, your commitment towards your work. It just blows my mind. And that's the reason, you know, there are so many stories in each one of us, and you know, it's just about us to pick up what we want to pick up. And that definitely is going to be a takeaway for me, because I personally have gone through a lot of stuff in that aspect as well. You don't usually get a chance to speak about this, so you know share it.
Yeah.
And there's a personal connect that I have on the same concept. Now tell me, Gully Boy came in, and you know, I'm pretty sure it was crazy, man. I obviously know, you had the title track, which was the first thing we all heard. You know, that was the first teaser was your track. But tell me the pre-story, what happened before in terms of how did the whole thing happen, auditions, kya tha? Because I know all of you guys were there. If I look at the old videos, I think Divine was and Nazy were pretty established, and they were kind of the head honchos. But I saw a lot of the guys from Saath Bantais and all of you guys just in those videos which are getting, you know, viral, of you guys jamming. And you know, when you were there, I think MC Stan and MB Way and all of those guys are just out there. What is the vibe? How was the scene? How did you in fact get the opportunity to be on board?
It's a very funny story, and you know, this is the time after this happened, I started believing in something called like destiny, like something that's written for you will always end up coming to you. Yeah. Because in 2018, I think they had organized they'd organized a workshop for rappers where before they did the audition, before they conducted the auditions, it was a message sent out to all the rappers in the underground scene that, hey, we're just doing a demo, you know, demo workshop where Ranveer Singh is going to jam with you guys. And he's just going to, and like, obviously Zoya is also going to be there. And they're going to check out who are the good rappers or whatever. And then they'll see if they want to work with them. So obviously we were not invited for that. I just saw the clips on the internet and I was like, wow, this movie is actually happening. Because before that, there was only news that a movie is going to be made. So, but there was no concrete evidence as to like it has started. And then this happened. I was like, wow, it is actually happening. It's going to be crazy. And then because when I was working in that agency, I got a call for the first time from XL's casting team that, hey, we're doing a movie called Gully Boy and looking out for rappers. So I told them, I'm not a rapper, I'm a beatboxer. They're like, okay, cool. We're not looking for beatboxers. We're looking for a rapper. So I sent them 50-60 contacts, whatever contacts I had of whichever rapper as I take. Then again, I got a call from them that we're looking for rappers if you have any contacts. So I told them that I'd already got a call, but I have some more names. And this ended up happening 4 times. And when I got a call for the 4th time, I told them I'm a beatboxer, and the guy ended up asking me, what is that? So I beatboxed on call for him. I was like, "Arey, wo muh se awaz nikalte na aise." And I did that. And I said, "Nahi, ye nahi chahiye, rapper hi chahiye." So I said, "Maine 3 baar already bheja hai." So he was like, "Okay, cool. Aapne 3 baar already bheja hai, to abhi bhejne ki zarurat nahi hai." And I remember that then they started the shoot, and you know, there was news coming out daily in the newspapers and on the internet that now ye scene shoot hua and all of it. And I remember sitting in the office, and one of my friends, she told me that you're like damn stupid. So I was like, why? She told me you should have gone to their office and told them you're a beatboxer and you should have beatboxed in front of them. I was like, I'm not that kind of a guy who will, you know, go and sell himself. Ki dekho, ye mera talent hai, aap meko le lo. So I was like, haan, theek hai, abhi nahi, they were looking for rappers. It's a movie based on rap. So nahi chahiye hoga beatboxer. But then what happened was, out of all the rappers that auditioned, Shakespeare from my crew got selected for the battle rap scene. And then I remember at that point of time, we had a studio that we had rented out in Nala Sopara for us to record and, for us to jam. Basically, we had rented out a studio. So Shakespeare was told by the XL casting team that you can even get your crewmates for your scene because we need a lot of audience to be there.
Yeah.
And they will be paid. How much they will be paid, he was not told. So he's like, tum logo ko aana hai to dekh lo. Kyunki subah 4 baje ka train pakad ke jana padega. First train, kyunki 6 baje shooting chalu hogi. Aur hum rehte hain yahan pe. To hum subah 4 baje train pakad ke jana padega. Aur ye 3 din ya 4 din ka shoot hai. Subah 6 baje se raat ko 7:30-8 baje tak shooting hoga. तो मैंने आई सेड इंस्टेंटली यस कि भाई मेरे को करना है ये, क्योंकि मेरे को 4 दिन ऑफिस में छुट्टी मिलेगा और मेरे को रणवीर सिंह को देखने मिलेगा और मेरे को मूवी के सेट पे रहने मिलेगा, मेरे को पैसा भी मिलेगा उसका. तो आई वॉज आई इवन कैलकुलेटेड कि हाँ अगर मैं ऑफिस नहीं आऊंगा मेरा एक दिन का इतना रुपए कटेगा तो इससे अच्छा है मैं जाऊं और वो शूटिंग में रहूं, मेरे को मजा भी आएगा. सो वी एंडेड अप गोइंग फॉर द शूट एंड फर्स्ट डे को ही आई थिंक व्हाट हैपेंड वाज हम लोग का कोई शॉट ही नहीं लिया, वी जस्ट स्टैंडिंग ऑन साइड. एंड आई रिमेम्बर लाइक मेरे क्रूमेट्स ने बोला कि अभी कल से लाइक फ्रॉम टुमारो we will think if we want to come for it, because it's like, arey, we were standing here and you know the expectation that we had was they would pay us like 300 rupees or well, let's say 300 500 max, because some people had that I know of had gone for ye Kapil Sharma ka show to sit as audience and they told me 500 rupees milte aur kuch nahi hota hai. So we were like everybody was thinking 500 रुपए के लिए हम लोग इतना बैठे क्या कि करना चाहिए कि नहीं करना चाहिए. तो मैंने बोला देखो मैं तो आ रहा हूँ क्योंकि यू नेवर नो व्हाट कैन हैपन. आई डोंट नो आई हैड दैट इन माय मतलब जनरली यू नो ऑलवेज डोंट ट्राई टू थिंक पॉजिटिव और आई डोंट कीप एनी एक्सपेक्टेशंस दैट इफ आई गो हियर समथिंग विल हैपन बिकॉज देन आई फील बैड कि अरे कुछ नहीं. और आई हैव दैट थिंग इन मी दैट आई कीप जीरो एक्सपेक्टेशन. I obviously internally you know you get those thoughts ki shayad kuch ho sakta hai kuch ho sakta hai, but I try to keep myself clear ki kuch hua to sahi hai, nahi bhi hua to bhi chalega, aise kisko bolna nahi hai mereko kuch milne wala hai ya mil sakta hai. So second day also we went there and second day luckily what used to happen on the set was because there were so many people, after every shot they should take a break because taking that shot used to be a huge hassle. The camera used to be so huge. The camera guy had to be held by another person from behind. Okay. And you know, all those lights that have to be turned on. So first-hand experience, I was getting you, oh shit, so much, you know, goes into making a movie. And if you don't like it, we're like, are you trash? So that is when I realized that, you know, these actors or whatever, they actually work very hard. Aisa kuch hai nahi ki unko sab free mein mil jata. They also work very hard. तो ऐसे ही हो रहा था एंड दैट ब्रेक हैपेंड एंड देयर वाज अ देयर वर टू थ्री बीट बॉक्सर्स देयर. देयर वाज अ बीट बॉक्सर कॉल्ड बीट स्लेयर फ्रॉम सेवन बंटाइज. देन देयर वाज अ बीट बॉक्सर कॉल्ड सोनू, ही वाज आल्सो देयर. सो आई रिमेम्बर बिकॉज इट वाज आवर फर्स्ट डे ऑन सेट्स ऑन द सेट लाइक आवर सेकंड डे बट अमंगस्ट दैट क्राउड इट वाज द फर्स्ट डे. एवरीबॉडी स्टार्टेड यू नो चैंटिंग आवर नेम कि इनको माइक दो, मतलब ये गौरव को दे दो, रोशन को दे दो, ये भी बीटबॉक्स कर दे, इनका सुनो. बिकॉज़ लॉट ऑफ पीपल वर देयर हैडंट हर्ड इट एंड लकीली आई रिमेम्बर शेक्सपियर वाज आल्सो सिटिंग विद अस एंड राज जोन्स वाज देयर विद अस. तो जो शेक्सपियर और राज जोन्स है दे लाइक यू नो बोलते अरे करो ना करो ना शर्मा क्या रहे. एंड दे वेंट एंड दे टुक द माइक फ्रॉम समबडी एंड दे गेव इट टू मी. And they gave it to Roshan and Roshan was also feeling shy. So he said, no, you do it on the first day.
Okay.
So then I did it and everybody flipped. I don't have a clip of me performing, but I remember the cinematographer of the movie, Jay Oza, had put an Insta story where I think it was day 56 of the shoot or whatever. It was a blank story because they couldn't show the set.
Yeah.
It was me beatboxing and like the crowd is cheering. And that still gives me goosebumps that, you know, the whole entire venue was like screaming when I started beatboxing. And Ranveer Singh was sitting right in the corner because in the movie, in that scene, he's shown ki wo corner mein baitha hai with Siddhant Chaturvedi. So he came running towards me like, who are you? Like, what is your name? You're crazy. I told him, arey, aisa kuch nahi hai. Bola, you have to meet me after like everything is done. Obviously, after that day got over, I couldn't meet him because he used to go directly into his vanity van. Then the next day, Farah Akhtar came on sets. And when he was supposed to leave, Zoya Akhtar told him to wait. Ki aap ruk jao aur isko sunke jao. So again, the mic was passed to me. So I told them, nahi, hum log do jan beatbox karte. And then they gave us two mics. And me and Roshan, we performed the set together. And they loved it. And Farhan Akhtar came and met us. And that day, Zoya Akhtar told me that before you leave, you have to meet me. And we just met her. We clicked pictures. Nothing happened. I reached my place and I get a text from a guy called Siddhan from the Gully Boy team that, hey, there is a track by Spitfire. I need you to beatbox on it. And you and Roshan make a beat. And, you know, and instant, maine WhatsApp pe bhej diya, bolte done. They played the beat in front of Ranveer Singh. He said done. And we ended up shooting the scene after a couple of days. And then after that happened, craziest thing was, I'm sitting in my office. I thought, done. Maine ek gana kar diya, Gully Boy khatam. I get added to a WhatsApp group by Dub Sharma saying that there is a track called Jingustan. I've booked a studio in Andheri. You have to go there today with Roshan and you have to record a beatbox version of it. So we go to that studio, we record a version on our own, whatever comes to our head. There is just a producer who's pressing record. He sends all the files to Dub Sharma, done. Next thing we know is we have two tracks in the movie. And after a couple of days, we're shooting videos of both the tracks with Ranveer Singh. And I'm like, bhai, ye kya hua? Where did this happen? So till this day, you know, I feel that, you know, I got a call 4 times. Nothing happened. Then I get called on the sets. And then this happens. So I think it was written. I don't know. I really felt that it was, at that moment, I felt that this was something was coming to me. I was pushing it away, or it was not coming to me directly, but it still ended up coming to me. So I started believing that some things are actually written for you. Maybe it was written.
Phenomenal.
It's crazy.
Imagine, like, you know, the movie which everybody from the community was waiting for, and imagine you're on the title track and your name's there on Spotify. It's crazy, man. It's just I think he even gave you a shout, right? I think on the I love that part.
So what happened was, once the track was, the live one was recorded. Obviously, in the live one, he doesn't say all those things.
Yeah.
So once everything was done, the movie was done, we got a call and we had a recording at Purple Haze Studios. And in Purple Haze Studios, when we were recording, Ankur Tiwari, who's the music composer, told Ranveer Singh, aap kuch bhi bolo, jo bhi aapke dimaag mein aata hai, you know, catchphrases. Because generally, whenever a rap song starts, they're like, whatever ad-libs. So, and he told him, ki aisa गली बॉय है और ऐसा हिंदी में बोलना है, जो भी आपके मन में आता है बोलो. सो ऑल दैट, पता है, दो दो बाय फोर, दो से चार है, ऑल दैट ड्रॉप करो, डिसाइफर बाय, इट वाज लिटरली ऑफ द डोम. एंड आई सेड, डूड, ये बंदा कुछ भी बोलते हैं, इट बिकम्स अ कोटेबल. उसके अंदर वो है, लाइक दैट 2x4 दो से चार है ऑल्सो, लाइक वेन सो वेल विद इट, इट केम ऑफ हिज हेड, लाइक ऑन द स्पॉट. I was like,
old school beat, he says.
All of that was just him. It's crazy. So, aise hua, and I remember few movie aane wale, and I remember, because we always have that thing in our, I have that thing in my head, ki kuch bhi na, jab tak puri tarah aa nahi jata na, I'm like, malum nahi aane wale hai ki nahi. So, maine bola, maine picture mein kaam kiya hai, ab kya aata hai, wo dekhenge. Pata nahi yaar, edit ho gaya. Album mein aaya hi nahi, you never know. And especially with the track Jingustan, now I remember Siddhant Chaturvedi, I was also thinking the same. Siddhant Chaturvedi calls me and Rush, bolte, kya hai ye? Main bolta, kya hua? Bolta, Hindustan ka Jingustan. ye track to pakka nahi aayega. Maine bola, main bhi wohi soch raha hu, because pe lines hai, 2018 hai, desh ko khatra hai.
Khatra hai,
har taraf aag hai tum aag ke beech ho. Maine bola, bhai, ye gana to pakka out hai. तो हमने किसी को ना बोला ही नहीं कि उन्होंने बोला, उन्होंने मूवी की शूटिंग की है, क्या आ रहा है वो देखते हैं. और फिर एक दिन पहले रणवीर सिंह डालता है स्टोरी पे कि कल साइफर ट्रैक आ रहा है, और ढप से मेरे दिमाग में आते हैं कल शायद हमारा वाला ट्रैक आ रहा है. मैंने एंड एंड अप टेलिंग रोशन, कल वो असली पॉप गाना आ रहा है. तो बोलते हैं ऐसा, मैंने बोला हाँ, मेरे को लग रहा है, ऐसा स्ट्रांग फीलिंग है. And we hadn't heard the final version. They never shared it with us.
You'll never heard the final version.
No. So whatever Ranveer Singh had said, because he had said a lot of things. हम लोग को ये भी नहीं मालूम कि कौन सा part select हुआ है to be in the final song.
Oh my God.
I play the track and I'm like, holy shit. Like, he said all these things, and like, we are there in the track, we're there in the video. Our names are there. It's mad. So it was like really crazy, because I think beatboxing in Bollywood movies have been used earlier, but they're always used in bits and pieces. Like it's a complete song, or you know, they use those a cappella groups where harmonies are there, melodies are there, and little bit beatboxing, like one beat playing. But this was the first time that in a movie trailer, a beatboxing track is like used completely. Everything is just beatboxing, zero effects. And it's there in the trailer, and the trailer Ranveer Singh is there, and the movie is on rap. Like, I don't think it could get any better than this.
The way they did that was also not very shady, not very cliche. No,
yeah. And I remember because baad mein bahut sare cheeze aise hue jo logon ne criticize ki, jaise jo ye usme thode scenes the jo logon ko laga better ho sakta, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But with this track, no, when the trailer dropped, then the teaser dropped before the trailer, people were like, wow, ye kya hai, ye sahi lag raha hai, ye legit lag raha
hai. So, I mean, it was perfect. It was just perfect. I think even perfect. I remember the trailer, the teaser coming out. I was like, okay, this seems legit. And then obviously, you know, everybody was waiting for it in terms of movie. Because baat bata, how was the reaction at home, in terms of mera beta movie mein aa raha hai?
Ye funny part hai. Zero reaction.
Are you serious? Why?
It's a dad thing or whatever. dads never show emotion. Ki, wow, tu aaya hai. So I told him, aisa gaana hai. He's like, ki, kya achha hai. That's it. And my sister was damn happy. But like, that was it. Like, when it comes to my house, my dad just showed minimal reaction. And he to ended up trolling me because I told him, like, I was like, bhai, movie dekhna to daddy ko pehle dikha te, jisme main. I told my dad, let's go and watch the movie. He's like, but you're there only for 7 seconds. So I was like, theek hai, nahi dekhte. And I have never seen the movie with him, I feel. I've shown him the clips forcefully. Mm-hmm. But he has never said that, you know, show it to me or mustayar, Ranveer Singh ke saath aaya, whatever. But yeah, that was it. Like in my house, most thanda response I got in my house. Craziest. And you know, it's a thing with artists, you'll notice that your friends obviously, whatever reactions they give you, but the unknown people on Instagram give you better reactions.
Yeah, that's there.
They hype you up like you're like something else only. So a lot of unknown people, like people that I didn't know of were like, you know, I started beatboxing because of you. Hey, I'm a 17-year-old girl from this place in India and I had no idea about beatboxing. I started beatboxing because of you. Some guy from Canada was messaging me. Somebody from USA. Baap re. That is where we felt ki aise kuch kiya hai, because of which beatboxers also were very happy. And one thing that was like really we felt good about was Roshan, like the guy who beatboxed me, Beatro. He got a call from some beatboxers from Kolkata. And they said, thank you for doing this movie and for doing this track. Because of you, we're getting gigs in Kolkata. We're never getting gigs before this.
Wow. So
that was crazy. And I was like, yeah, this is something that uplifted the scene. So amazing. We were damn happy about it.
Amazing, so, amazing yeah. scene. Maza but like locally... Locally, tumhare area mein, you must have been like, you know, oh, I know this guy. I know.
Nahin, mere ye area mein na Virar mein kisko maalum hi nahi main idhar rehta hu. Aur kuch main yahan se yahan pe rehta hu. Aur ye building mein bhi mereko nahi lagta kisko maalum hai main kaun hu, main kya karta hu. Main yahan pe rehta hu. Main chupchap uth ke jata hu. I go to Andheri, whatever, wherever, jahan bhi show hota hai, Andheri, Bandra, Khar, or Lower Parel. And I come back home and like nobody knows me in the building. It's actually the truth.
Great. Let's get a bit about you know, beatboxing as an art. First of all, what's changed after the movie? I think the movie was a big big advertisement for you guys actually. So what's changed in terms of career, in terms of knowledge, in terms of, you know, in terms of the scale that you guys are working at? What's changed for you guys in the whole sense in terms of beatboxing?
After that, I think we already, you know, were expecting it. We started getting inquiries for a lot of collaborations when it comes to doing brand work, collaborating with other people, making jingles. So we ended up making a jingle for Z5, not a jingle, like a whole track, which was a Ganesh Aarti track. I'm like really proud of that track as well, because when we were initially offered that track, आई वॉज वेरी स्केप्टिकल अबाउट इट कि ये गणपति आरती कैसे करेंगे बीट बॉक्स में, हम तो हिप हॉप करते हैं. बट इट लाइक टर्न आउट टू बी रियली अमेजिंग. एंड या दैट लाइक दैट इज व्हाट हैज चेंज्ड दैट वी स्टार्टेड गेटिंग अ लॉट ऑफ ब्रांड इंक्वायरीज. Like we started working in spaces that we've never worked in. I ended up giving a TED talk in 2019. yeah.
It's a fun fact. You're the first TED talk I know. So it's a big, big super duper achievement.
And you know I went for it because वो बंदों लोग बोल रहे हैं भाई सिक्किम में है आपको आपका टिकट. मैंने बोला अब भी आ रहा हूँ, मेरे को सिक्किम जाने मिल रहा है फ्री में. TED talk ठीक है, मेरे को सिक्किम जाने मिल रहा है. And then me and Beatraw again, we performed at a TED Talk event at NMIMS in Mumbai. So that happened. So yeah, I think after that, brand collaborations, doing like collaborating with other musicians. We've performed with some crazy rappers, singers, songwriters. We've worked on some like very different kind of projects in the past two and a half years. Like since the one and a half years since the movie came out. In 2019, and we did some corporate gigs as well. The best one was, I think the best gig that I've done is like recently was a gig by Seat Tires, and it was an award function, and the whole team of Mumbai Indians were there.
Wow.
And pehle no, they told us that even Virat Kohli and Dhoni and all these guys are going. I was like, wow, abhi meko Dhoni ko milne milega, maza aa jayega. Like, ye sab player jo meko lag raha tha, pata hai, out of reach hai, kabhi nahi mil paunga inko. Inko milne milega. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. But we met. So the gig was initially like the gig was Slow Cheetah, the rapper. Yeah. He had got that gig and he thought ki beatboxes ko bhi include karte. So me, Roshan, Slow Cheetah, and there was another guy called Girish, all of us performed together. And yeah, it was crazy. I think that gig was the craziest because Gaurav Kapoor, the guy who's like a wonderful host, yeah. I've looked up to him my whole life because he was a VJ on Channel D and whatever he used to do with the IPL, he is hosting the event. We are performing, we have like Ajinkya Rahane, Sunil Gavaskar, and all the Mumbai Indians ka team sitting right in front of us. So, bhai, ye kya ho raha hai? And crazy fact was, Rohit Sharma's favorite song was Asleep Pop in 2019. Oh, wow. It posted a video on Instagram. And uska paper mein ek article aaya tha where there was Rohit Sharma's photo and my photograph. And the guy, he is enjoying the track by this guy. Like, isne beatbox kiya. वो मेरे को बिना बोले आया, मेरे को मालूम ही नहीं आया. ओपन द पेपर एंड आई सी रोहित शर्मा एंड माय फोटो नेक्स्ट टू ईच अदर. ये क्या है?
नो, इट माइट बी ह्यूज बिकॉज़ फॉर यू आई नो, एज मच एज आई नो यू, यू आर अ फ्रीकिंग ह्यूज क्रिकेट फैन, एक्चुअली अ स्पोर्ट्स फैन. इफ यू गो टू डिसाइफर्स इंस्टाग्राम स्टोरी एवरी डे देयर इज सम स्पोर्ट अपडेट. इसने उधर जीता, वुमेन्स हॉकी, वुमेन्स क्रिकेट, एवरीथिंग. न्यूजीलैंड चल रहा तो वो भी देख रहा है.
मेरा क्यों ऐसे पता है, मेरे जो डैड थे, स्टेट लेवल एथलीट, मतलब ही वॉज इन टू एथलेटिक्स, 100 meters ये सब भागते थे और वो बॉडी बिल्डिंग ये सब में भी थे. तो बहुत टाइम से बचपन से जो भी एशियन गेम्स होते हैं, कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स होते हैं, ओलंपिक्स होते हैं और क्रिकेट होता है, ये सब हम देखते हैं. फुटबॉल भी मैंने 2006 से देखना शुरू किया. मैं सिर्फ इंटरनेशनल फुटबॉल, क्लब फुटबॉल इतना फॉलो नहीं करता हूँ. बट तो ऑलवेज अपार्ट फ्रॉम न्यूज दैट माय डैड लाइक्स टू वॉच इज स्पोर्ट्स. तो पूरा टाइम हम लोग के घर में वो एनवायरमेंट रहता है कि हम लोग कोशिश करते हैं कि हम लोग ज्यादा से ज्यादा स्पोर्ट्स फॉलो करें. सो इट्स टू ड्यूरिंग द ओलंपिक्स इज टू वेक अप एट 4 AM एंड वॉच अदिति अशोक गोल्फ वाला, ये मतलब ऑल ऑफ दैट, मतलब इज दैट. तो मेरे घर पे पूरा ओलंपिक्स देखा हमने, पैरालंपिक्स भी पूरा देखा.
मार्क, बट इन टर्म्स ऑफ एन इंटरनेशनल कॉम्पिटिशन, वेर डू यू थिंक वी एज इंडियन स्टैंड इन द होल बीट बॉक्सिंग सीन एज अ कम्युनिटी? हाउ स्ट्रॉन्ग आर वी एज एन एंटायर इंडिया बीट बॉक्सिंग कम्युनिटी? एंड फॉर यू पर्सनली, यू नो, इज दैट अ टारगेट टू इंटरनेशनली प्रॉब्ली गो एंड विन समथिंग, रिप्रेजेंट इंडिया इन दैट सेंस?
Yeah, so I think right now India is at a very good stage because I've seen beatboxers who've been, because I think since 2 years everything was happening online. A lot of beatboxers have been taking part in online competitions where you upload a video, you put it on Instagram or on YouTube, and that video gets judged by international beatboxers, and on the basis of that you either end up proceeding to the next round and winning it if you go further. So in the past 2 years, a lot of beatboxers have gotten into these competitions and have ended up doing really well. I think right now the community all over India is really, really amazing, and it's growing like day by day, because recently me and Roshan, we judged a competition by Vadodara beatbox community. And when I'd gone to Sikkim, I had no idea there were beatboxers over there, because I met like one or two of them. And cut to 2020, during the lockdown, I get to see an Instagram page called Kalimpong Beatbox Community. So it's a place in Sikkim, and I'm like, I was there in Kalimpong, and I had no idea that that specific place has a beatbox community. So now wow. Beatboxers in India are, coming out from these places as well. And I think the more beatboxers come out from these small cities also, the whole community in India will become stronger and become better in the future. And when it comes to us representing, like going to international competitions, yes, that's a thing that's on our minds. When it comes to like just not battles, battles is also a thing that we would obviously like to do, like me and B-Draw, going international and representing India. And apart from that, like whatever we do with beatboxing, like, with the Bollywood track, with that Aarti track, or whatever brand collaborations or events that we do, I think somehow or the other, it impacts beatboxing or the use of beatboxing in India and like overall the world as well. Because the problem is beatboxing, since it's just about battles right now, it's restricted to that. That you're a beatboxer, so you need to compete in this event, and this is it. Matlab, if you end up being the best in the world, or you can win against other beatboxers, you're a good beatboxer and you can do whatever you can. But and then that, I think that mindset probably restricts beatboxers to look at wider concepts and spaces and all the areas that it can be used in. I think we are aiming to break that as well with whatever we're doing with beatboxing. Like, I'd ended up doing a cypher track with 5 rappers. So there was I don't think I'd ever seen a track in India where it's a cypher track and it's on a beatboxing beat and there are 5 rappers rapping on it. So with all these crazy concepts or whatever, this is a very normal thing, but with all the, spaces that we've used it in, I think we were definitely aiming at going international, like to go to some international countries or represent India at such a stage. Because my dream has been, I've put it on Facebook and main ruka hu ki jab pura aayega main screenshot leke Instagram pe dalunga, that I've never traveled to any country apart, like main India se bahar nahi gaya. So agar aise mauka milta hai, I would like to go there for a gig. Like, I really want to see me doing a gig with Bombay Local, either in UK or in the US. Like how when I connected with LL Cool J, I was like, wow, I'm staying in Virar and I got an opportunity to speak to this guy. So the aim is that, either you get to a music festival where there are international acts, but you're the only act from Mumbai or one of the acts, and you go and perform there in front of an international audience, which would be damn crazy. And, you showcase your rap, which is very Indian, and your beatboxing also, it has an Indian touch. And also you can go to a competition and, represent India internationally. So ye dono aim hai hum log ke dimag mein. And with every passing day, we are trying to see what all we can do. I'm trying to manage both ends. Beatboxing bhi ye karna hai aur bahut kuch ye sab bhi karna hai taki hum log, as beatboxers, we continuously keep growing, and eventually the scene also grows with us. So that's the aim.
That's amazing, man. So a bit on a side note, this is again a bit of a personal story that I have. So when we used to chill on Clubhouse and we used to have a lot of our conversations, we used to always, you know where this is going. We used to always make fun of and, you know, talk about this amazing Instagrammer that we both follow by the name Monu. And you eventually got a chance to meet Monu. So tell me about that, dude.
Holy shit. Ah, with Monu, my God, with Monu, Devri. यही हुआ था कि 2020 क्या बोल रहा हूँ, यही साल के स्टार्टिंग में आई सॉ आई थिंक रोशन हैड शेयर्ड एन इंस्टा स्टोरी. आई जस्ट फाउंड हिम फनी एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड फॉलोइंग हिज अकाउंट एंड एवरी डे आई वाज लाइक व्हाट दिस गाय इज. द डिफरेंस बिटवीन हिम एंड अदर इन्फ्लुएंसर्स और एंटरटेनर्स वॉज दैट दिस गाय कम्स फ्रॉम अ रियली रियली हम्बल बैकग्राउंड. ही स्टेज इन अ विलेज, ही इज इनटू फार्मिंग एंड ही हेल्प्स हिज मदर एंड वो ये सब करता है, मतलब कर रहा था और अभी फिलहाल तो वो शहर में ही है. तो दैट आई थिंक वाज इट हिट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल दैट व्हाट ही इज डूइंग इज फनी एंड एट द सेम टाइम इट्स वेरी नाइस टू वॉच समवन फ्रॉम अ हम्बल बैकग्राउंड जस्ट शो हिज लाइफस्टाइल ऑन अ डे टू डे बेसिस. सो दैट इज द रीजन व्हाई आई एंडेड अप फॉलोइंग हिम एंड विद क्लब हाउस आई यू नो आई हैड नो आइडिया आई कुड मिमिक हिम जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ क्लब हाउस. I did it spontaneously and I was like, oh shit, I'm doing this and chal raha hai, maza aa raha hai app pe karne ke liye. Because when you talk in your, I don't know, matlab jab in a normal conversation karte the, there are very few people, like how our group, we used to have those long conversations.
Yeah.
When you enter a random room and you try to have a conversation, people will be like, are paka rahe hai. So, wo to nahi karenge baat. So, obviously, when it came to me imitating Monu Devri or yes, it used to make things interesting. So I used to always talk in that accent. And then he had recently come to Mumbai and the crazy story is he was invited for Big Boss.
Oh my
and,
God.
Yeah, him and Deepak Kalal both were invited for it. And when they did the RT-PCR test, Deepak Kalal's test came negative. So he couldn't go to Big Boss because of Deepak Kalal, which is crazy. And then whatever other things he could do, he did that. And after all of that was done, like we got to know that he's in Mumbai. Yeh Big Boss story also he had told us when he met us. And one of my friends called Akshay, he DM'd him and I also DM'd him, ki where are you? And he told me that he's at Meera Road. And I've seen an Insta story that he's at Meera Road. So Meera Road is only half an hour away from my place. So I asked him, when can we meet? And on that particular day itself at 11 a.m., he told me, you can meet me at 2 p.m. So I said, bhai, tayyar hoke chale jao. And we just went there and we met him. And he ended up making us do a reel. He made us do a reel.
Good scene.
So,
man.
Yeah, that's, and he's back to, he's in Delhi right now. So, yeah.
That's amazing because I remember from our conversations to eventually seeing that it was really, really cool, man. Yeah. Anyways, Decipher, this is awesome having you on the podcast. I know we can chat for a long, 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 long time. And hopefully and most probably you will be back on the podcast. But before we let you go, anything that you want to send out a message to all the new beatboxers, anyone who wants to pick up this career. And before we let you go, finally, we would need not like, I don't want you to obviously beatbox for us because I know it's too annoying, because I really want all my followers and all my friends to go to your Instagram, check it out. And then, you know, obviously, you know, can get to know about the stuff. But before you go, if you could just teach me like in about 30 seconds, how to beatbox one kick or whatever, that'll be great. But before that, any last messages for the beatboxers who want to come on, and, you know, make this as a career?
My message to anyone who wants to make this as a career would be that right now, even honestly speaking, there's no industry that exists for beatboxers. Like how all of us know that rap is a very big thing right now in India, and you know, rappers end up doing really, really big shows and yeah. So many collaborations and stuff, and beatboxing still is something which is not in the limelight. Like there has not been a particular show dedicated to beatboxing or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's at a growing stage, and with whatever I do and the other people also who have been beatboxing since a long time, all of us are just keeping that thing in mind that whatever good things we do right now, it would be very beneficial to all the other people who will be starting off in a couple of years. So the beatboxing scene right now is still at a very good stage. If any one of y'all want to do this full time, you have to make sure that first you practice this art form with utmost dedication, you don't think of, you know, making a career right in the beginning, in at least like the first 2-3 years. Just do it for fun, because once you forget that, you forget the fun part, then everything becomes very dull. Then, you know, you'll think of it as a 9-to-5 job. So the fun part should never be forgotten. You should always remember that you're doing this because it makes you happy. And the more you do something that makes you happy, things will happen automatically. Like, I can't tell you that, you know, there is this one formula or one thing that you need to do, which will get you gigs or get you work or whatever. You just need to be like doing your thing, whatever you feel internally, you just need to go with it. And you need to be, what should I say? Like, I don't know, like, I don't see myself as a content creator where I post one video every day. Because with artists, I know that's very difficult. I know Monu Devri, at once he posts like 6 reels, but it's very difficult for us to do that. So don't fall into the pressure that, you know, every day you have to post one video or do one specific thing every day. Yeah. But make sure that you're constantly, you know, either making videos or doing whatever you feel like doing, not by looking at somebody else or, you know, doing it just in peer pressure of thinking that, oh shit, I didn't post a video today. Just do whatever you feel like. And once I think you start getting stuff on your own, by either performing at events or by going to competitions, by people discovering you, then once your profile starts building up, eventually in like a couple of years, things become better. And then you can like think of taking it up full time. So like how even I had a job where I felt at that point of time, I needed a job to have a stable income. You should also make sure that you have something along with you where you can go to for getting some income and practice beatboxing at the same time and do stuff along with it. And once you realize that, okay, my beatboxing thing is also going fine, that is the time I think you should take it up to like and do it full time.
Wow. Make sense. Now, before we let you go, ek bar thoda sa sikha de mujhko 30 seconds mein. I know you're a great teacher. So just teach me whatever I can learn.
Haan, bahut simple hai. Teen hi cheez hai. Basic jo hai. One is B, which stands for kick drum. Second is T for the hi-hat. And third is K. Okay, BTK. So we'll just learn how to say B, T, K. So to do the kick drum, to do the B, all you do is make an O shape with your lips and say the letter B like this.
No, that was
perfect. No, what you did right now was you used your bottom lip.
Yeah.
But if you make an O shape and apply pressure on your lips and release it, you'll get the B sound like this. Yeah. That's a B sound, okay? The second sound is damn simple. It's T and it sounds like... Exactly. Third sound is again simple. You have to say the letter K, but you say it inwards. You breathe inwards. So it sounds like... Just do it again. You have to get this sound. Just say K. That's also fine. Okay. Now you join all these three sounds together and you get a beat like.
Okay.
All right. So you need to say boots and cats. So you get this beat. Boots and cats and boots and cats.
All right, we're going to leave it to the expert, Isai, for you do what you do best. Let me do what I do best. But anyways, it was awesome having you on the podcast. You're an amazing guy. More power to you. I hope you represent India in the beatboxing scenario. And hope to see you soon. Jab tu Pune mein hai, let me know. Obviously, you have an invitation throughout the year. Kabhi bhi aaro, let me know. And if I'm in Bombay, I'm going to meet you and definitely going to catch up and have some fun.
100%.
Cheers, bro. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Thanks a lot, bro. Thank you. Bye.
And that was the episode, guys. Thanks for tuning into the Breakthrough Podcast. I'm getting mad love from all of you guys from the fraternity. Continue sharing, but definitely consider subscribing, following, liking, doing all that good stuff. This definitely helps me a lot.